And speaking of icons, ladies and gentlemen, Ari Hoffman, who has uncovered some very interesting documents where our governor was supposedly told that COVID vaccinations wouldn't necessarily prevent vaccinated people from contracting COVID. So how did he react to this news and information? He imposed a vax mandate. So again, he's told by Dr. Jeff Duchin, his healthcare advisor, the vaccine doesn't necessarily prevent people from getting COVID. So Jay Inslee says, well, I know what we should do. Impose a vax mandate. If that doesn't quite make sense, let's try and put it in context. Our friend who uncovered all this information, Ari Hoffman, of course, is the afternoon host here, Talk Radio 570 KVI. Also, one of the moving forces behind one of the most dynamic online news sites, The Post Millennial. Ari Hoffman, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, John. What's happening?
Well, you know, after you and I, or maybe even before you and I get into this subject, I can't help but notice, you know, we've been talking about the violence in Atlanta, the Antifa violence in Atlanta, opposition to building a police training center. So someone tried to shoot a cop, an Antifa member tried to shoot a cop last week at one of the protests as police were trying to clear the area, and police returned fire, killing the person who could be described as a domestic terrorist. So Antifa vows violence over the weekend in Atlanta. They gather, police make arrests and pretty much shut down the damage before too much violence and destruction took place. But of the six people they arrested, first of all of them are white, and all but one of the six is from out of state. One of whom is from Spokane, a very unpleasant-looking 22-year-old woman who looks like she's in her 40s. What does that tell you, Ari Hoffman?
Well, John, you might remember a woman who ran for, oh, I'm sorry, I don't want to misidentify her, but a person who ran for our Seattle City Attorney, Nicole Thomas Kennedy. And she was talking about, before she ran for office, setting up a staging area between Seattle and Portland during the Summer of Love for the Antifa rioters so they could travel from city to city and have a place to keep all their weapons and provisions and everything else. So what this means is this just shows us out here in the Pacific Northwest know. Antifa, though there's a bunch of them, they're a lot less than you think, because what happens is when they put the call out for something, the lunatics from across the country show up to cause these problems. They don't care what the cause is. They just show up to cause anarchy because they are anarchists. They'll destroy whatever it is. It doesn't matter if it's a trans thing. Doesn't matter if it's a BLM thing. Doesn't matter what the cause is. Is there an excuse to smash in ATMs, to smash in
Oop, we lost you. Ari, we lost you for about 8 seconds there. Your voice went mute.
Yeah, you there?
So maybe it was call waiting or something you've got, but we lost you for about 8 seconds. And, you know, of course, as we saw with some of the rioters, some of the SDS Weather Underground rioters of the 60s and 70s, they are the progeny, in many cases, of very wealthy, well-to-do families.
One of them is actually the child of a Democrat who's currently right now in Congress. And we had the same thing happen here in Washington State. If you remember during the riots in 2020, one of the lunatic activists we had here who smashed a police officer in the head with a baseball bat was also the son of a Democrat. I'm sorry, the stepson of a Democrat. And we're seeing this happen time and time and time again.
Well, is the stepson, I believe, of a doctor and a former state senator named Laura Ruderman, who, again, grew up in privilege, was all of 22 years old, and thought nothing about clubbing a police officer over the head with a metal baseball bat. The fact that it was a bike officer wearing a helmet probably saved his life. But Frances Carroll, one of the rioters, 22 years old, from Kennebunkport, Maine. His father is a surgeon, I believe a neurosurgeon. And you pointed out, you said diplomatically, the child of a member of Congress from Massachusetts. That is because the child was booked into custody as a man, and the congresswoman identified the suspect as her daughter. So,
yeah,
make what you will of that situation. But I can't get over the fact that these people who are, you know, going into an area where defunding the police, abolishing the police is always presented as a racial justice issue. And yet all six of these people under arrest, five of whom are from outside the state of Georgia, all of whom are from outside Atlanta, are white, are Caucasian. So I wish that we would see the same curiosity about the backgrounds and about who's paying the bills for these people, who's helping them organize, who is helping them train, because, you know, obviously there's some strategy going on here. Why don't they show the same curiosity there that they show for, oh, I don't know, some of the January 6th protesters who were arrested?
Well, because they know what they'll find, John. They know they'll find that this is how Democrats are raising their kids, or this is what Democrats are encouraging their followers to do. Don't forget the Vice President of the United States, among others, was one of the people promoting the funds that were bailing out the rioters from jail.
Yep.
This kind of stuff just keeps going on. I mean, this is the Democrat Party, and then when they riot, they don't know what to do with them when it's Joe Biden in office. When it's Donald Trump in office, they want to show like Donald Trump has no control over the country. But when it's Joe Biden in office, they want to ignore it because can't do anything to make him look bad. And yet they continue to allow this stuff. They continue to look the other way. And if they're really interested in racial justice, how about they ask the people in the minority communities how defunding the police has worked out for them? Look at our own low-income minority communities here in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
And how bad that has been for them and the increases in crime.
It's a great point. Ari Hoffman, our afternoon host, my guest. The reason we wanted to bring Ari on, I couldn't help but bring up this interesting news item about the Atlanta terrorists, is that Ari filed a Freedom of Information request and got back documents that indicate that Governor Inslee was informed by his health advisor, Dr. Jeff Duchin, that COVID vaccinations might not prevent vaccinated people from getting COVID. That true, Ari?
Oh, it's not just true, but they did it before the vax mandate went into effect. So Governor Jay Inslee and the Washington Department of Health knew this well before they imposed the vax mandate, which fired thousands of workers. Now, there's some fun in this thread, and actually I got to thank KVI Nation because a bunch of our listeners helped me out with this public disclosure request, because I think the governor has gotten wise to my request, and anytime I send in a request, all I get back is, well, we had a Zoom meeting about it, or the emails he sent out to the rest of the community, so they've been helping me out with this. But what the emails show is that it was so many people getting breakthrough cases that they started to have the debate of, are the people who are dying who are vaccinated dying with COVID or because of COVID? Are they being hospitalized with COVID or because of COVID? The same thing that us conservatives, the same thing that anybody with common sense was looking at the beginning of this and saying, wait a minute, there's people who've been sick for years, who've had debilitating diseases, who knew they were going to die, and then they're marked as COVID cases? This makes no sense. And on top of that, John, you might remember that Jay Inslee and his crew were obsessed with the websites and the science and data, trademark, patent pending, and all their little infographics. But in this thread, they talk about how the people making those infographics think of themselves as epidemiologists and are often wrong. To Jeff Duchin's credit, from King County, and I'm really not a big fan of that guy, from time to time, he was actually correcting the governor's office. He was correcting the messaging that was going out from these people, and they weren't listening to him. They were just proceeding forward, or the stuff had already been given out to the public.
So why would the governor order a vax mandate if he was given documentation from one of his health advisors, Jeff Duchin, who heads the Seattle King County Health Department, that COVID vaccinations don't necessarily prevent you from getting COVID.
Well, I only have theories on this, John, and we can speculate all day long, but my guess is Inslee saw this as an opportunity to say, these are the people I want, and I know that a bunch of the right-wing people are going to object to this, and this may be a way to get rid of them. It's the only thing that fits the facts. Anything else is more nefarious and starts bringing in, well, maybe Jay Inslee's in bed with Big Pharma, and I'm not saying he's not, but I don't have the evidence to back that up yet.
No.
Right, exactly. So, yeah, that's what I'm going with.
Okay, so... and I don't have that document that you have. What did Duchin exactly tell the governor?
So there was two or three cases where they were saying that the vaccine is 90% effective. And then Jeff Duchin was saying, no, it's not 90% effective. What it's saying, and this is a little bit semantics when you get into it, but he's saying, you guys are saying it's 90% effective. And what they're saying is, you have a 90% greater level of protection. Doesn't mean it's 90% effective. So that's one little clarification there. But then he started to say, hey, maybe we should discuss the fact that you guys are telling everybody you're not going to spread the thing, but we actually are going to spread the thing if you have this. And there's a chance that's going to happen. And we're already seeing 37% breakthrough cases. But they didn't want to discuss any of that.
Hasn't the CDC since declared that vaccinated and unvaccinated people should be treated the same?
Absolutely. But don't forget, Governor Jay Inslee's vax mandate is still in effect. Now, John, I got vaccinated, a year and a half ago, something like that. I went to go see my son in Israel. But now I could apply for a job as a Washington State employee and get hired, even though I've had no boosters, even though this thing is long out of my system.
Yeah.
But somebody who has never been vaccinated with the exact same level of protection could apply today and not be hired
by
Washington State.
It just makes no sense. And yet the vax mandate remains in place. You know, I was vaccinated twice in 2021. I got COVID twice in 2022. So, you know, and by the way, Jay Inslee is vaccinated and boosted. He got COVID.
Well, not just that, John, but after he got COVID, I remember them talking about how he was taking Paxlovid. Paxlovid is a very, very potent drug. I was talking to my friends in the medical world about this. It's not something you just assign like antibiotics or like an aspirin or something. So if the vaccine is so good at preventing serious illness or death, why is he being prescribed Paxlovid?
That's a very fair point. It's a very fair point to raise. Ari Hoffman always has great content. We were lucky enough that he would share it with our listeners this morning on the John Carlson Show. You don't want to miss him from 3 to 6 every day of the work week. Ari, thanks for joining me this morning. Really appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, John. Have a great day.
You got it. That's Ari Hoffman, 3 to 6 on KVI.